Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler. Ukraine conflict. I welcome Cliff May, the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, asking some puzzling questions about the war in Ukraine. The chief and major question that comes to me again and again is something from the Second War. Why we fight? That was not only a question that President Roosevelt answered again and again, but also Hollywood entered into the fray to put up pictures, movies. They didn't call them videos then, to the movie theaters about why we fight. What is it that is attracting everything from the United States when we were fighting the Depression? Now we turn to defeating who and why and when. That is not here in the 21st century. It's hard to see because it's not there. Cliff, a very good evening to you. Why we fight? You make a very clear statement why. So before we ask about the White House, why do we participate in the Ukraine conflict? Why has NATO thrown its muscle into this? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Well, there's a Wilsonian reason and a Jacksonian reason. And the Wilsonian reason is pretty obvious. You have Vladimir Putin, who is a tyrant and a thug, who is conducting a genocidal war against a neighbor, trying to wipe them off the map, trying to destroy the Ukrainian nation. Now, I also understand we can say, well, we're very sympathetic about that, but that doesn't mean we have to do anything. And nobody is arguing that American boots should be on the ground, that Americans should be fighting this war, only that we should help Ukrainians defend their independence, their freedom, their fledgling democracy and their country. But there's another reason, and it's it's a Jacksonian reason. It's a reason that is very much, very clearly, if we understand it, in the American national interest. In fact, it's a vital national interest. And this is hard for people to understand because, you know, as they say, the last thing a fish is likely to be aware of is water. The last thing we're likely to be aware of is what you and I would call, others would call, the international system. Now, there, you know, and during the Roman Empire, you have Pax Romana. The Roman Empire decides everything. During another period, the British Empire decides a lot, the French. After World War II, the U.S. said, we're not going to be an empire, but we're going to set up a system. And there are going to be certain rules. For example, you don't, through military force, wipe out your neighbors. There's got to be certain rules that we all agree on. Theoretically, we all did agree. It's in the Universal Charter of the United Nations. It's in certain agreements like the Budapest Memorandum. Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons. The Russians, as well as we, guaranteed the territorial integrity of the country. So what we're seeing right now is Putin's Russia, Xi Jinping's China, Khamenei's Iran, all saying no. There's going to be a new world order, and we are going to make the rules. Americans can take a seat. We are going to replace or displace America as a world leader, and we will take charge instead. What that means economically, what that means for freedom, what that means for the world, people need to use their imagination about, because it would be dreadful for our children and grandchildren.
So we have a condominium, Moscow, Tehran, Beijing, Pyongyang, maybe Beirut. We have a condominium. And all of them gain if one of them gains. Is that how to understand this?
And I think, yes, absolutely, absolutely right.
And because China is seen as the rising power, it's seen as the strength. But now Moscow is carrying the burden in Ukraine. Does the White House present this in any fashion to Congress? If not a 9 o'clock speech from the Oval Office, does Congress understand?
There are the White House has not presented this argument in any coherent fashion to the American people or to Congress, as far as I'm aware. There are people in Congress who very much understand it. There is a new select committee on the Chinese Communist Party. It's chaired by Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher is a brilliant, I think, young congressman from Wisconsin. He served in the U.S. Marines for 7 years, deployed to Iraq. He has a Ph.D. From Georgetown. He understands very well. And this committee, which is a bipartisan committee, let me stress, absolutely understands that China is attempting to be the head of, as you say, a new condominium that is authoritarian, that makes different rules. Among those rules, one big nation can wipe out another nation through force of arms, as Putin is attempting to do in Ukraine. And of course, China, when I say China, I mean Beijing, I mean the Communist Party of China, has stripped Hong Kong of its freedoms, even though it was under a treaty obligation to allow those freedoms to persist at least 50 years after the end of British colonialism. And it is threatening to do worse to Taiwan, though the Taiwanese people have no desire to live under a communist dictatorship.
A detail of the White House. What we learn about the story about how the U.S. is in waves sending weaponry, always stronger weaponry to Ukraine, is that the president and the administration has wanted to avoid triggering a wider war or a larger war or even a war with nuclear weapons. Is that adequate to the scale, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's understandable, but it's strategically a flawed for a couple. First of all, you're right. What President Biden has done is give the Ukrainians enough weapons not to be defeated, but not enough to succeed. They should have had if they had more weapons over this winter. I know from talking to Ukrainians about this that if they had the tools, they wanted to go hard against the Russians in a winter offensive when everything was frozen and they knew the Russians didn't have the equipment or the clothes they needed. It didn't happen. So we're not giving them enough to prevail to push out the invaders from Russia. That's important. Now, I understand there is a fear. Putin has nuclear weapons. He has tactical nuclear weapons. He could use them possibly in Ukraine. He could use them in other ways. The thing is, if you succumb to nuclear blackmail from Putin, you will then, by precedent, succumb to nuclear blackmail, surely from Xi Jinping, surely from North Korea, which has nuclear weapons thanks to generations of failed American diplomacy and policy, and from Khamenei, who is in the Islamic Republic of Iran, attempting to get nuclear weapons, and we are not doing anything serious to stop him. On the contrary, we're trying to bribe him to maybe delay his acquisition of nuclear weapons a little for a few years, I guess you'd say.
What is to be done, Cliff? We're coming to an election cycle. In a few short months, the Republicans will be on a stage in Milwaukee debating the presidential direction for the party, challenging, we believe, Joe Biden. This is not usually the good time to throw yourself into a war. So what can you imagine over these next months? Will America turn away even more?
Not necessarily. I am hopeful, not convinced, that there will be Republican candidates who will at least make the case that American leadership in the world is indispensable because the other options are so much worse. And that if we don't want American leadership, if we don't defend American leadership, if we're not willing to shoulder the burdens of American leadership, well, Xi Jinping will, Vladimir Putin will, Ayatollah Khamenei will. That's the world we'll leave to our kids. I don't think you have to go much beyond that, but I think we do need a president who is determined that American leadership will be strategic and will be worth others following. Otherwise, others won't follow us anywhere.
The president made a brave visit to Kyiv. He then went on to Warsaw and made a maximalist speech. Is that adequate for the campaign, that maximalist speech at Warsaw?
It was a good speech. It was in some ways a Reagan-esque speech, but it was not adequate. And it was a speech in Warsaw. It was a speech in Europe. If he is serious about this, he needs to say more. You know, one of the other things he's done, I think he's done on four occasions, is say that he wants to defend Taiwan. And what I say about that is, well, you know, if you will the ends, you must will the means, or to use the vernacular, if you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. I believe right now, have the ability to decisively win a war against China over Taiwan. Do not commit to that unless we can. And if the Chinese communists, if Xi Jinping believes he can defeat us in such a war, he will find that in his interest. Weakness is provocative. We want to deter him from taking Taiwan by force. We do that if he says, I can't win this war. Let me see if I can seduce Taiwan. Let me see if there's other ways to go about it. Deterrence is what should be our strategy, but deterrence requires great strength, and we are not building that strength, and you don't get it simply through rhetoric.
Cliff May, founder, president, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.